our job is to make world-class discovery, but we always want to create value for our shareholders. And now we're completely boarding the South Nevada Gold Mines Cortez property, which is an amazing jurisdiction.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
And welcome. You are watching, listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. And in the mining industry, it is said that the best place to find a new mine is nearby or next to an existing mine. In my opinion, the best person to find that new mine, to make that discovery, is the one who found the existing mine, who found the discovery there. Right now, we are fortunate to have a sponsor update for American Eagle Gold. We've got CEO Tony Moreau and the VP of Exploration, Mark Bradley. Gentlemen, welcome. It's great to have you back on. We just got news. This is a scoop. The BLM has approved the application for a permit, and mining is imminent. It's got to be pretty exciting, Mark.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, we've taken our time to kind of get our targets in line, make sure we know what we want to do. And the BLM really did a nice job of staying on schedule, approved our notices within the 15-day timeframe they've established. And so now it's just a matter of getting our financial bonding in place for the disturbance, and we'll be good to go.
All right. And Tony, you mentioned earlier that finding a rig and finding a crew, which is becoming increasingly challenging these days.
Yeah, it's not the rigs that are the problem. There's plenty of rigs out there. It's finding the right people to man those rigs. But look, we managed to get our permits in less than a month, which speaks volumes of the quality of the team that we have, and Mark Bradley. Also, the individual who's on our board that optioned our property, Dave Shadrick. And with those kind of people and those skills, I believe we'll be able to find that rig. We have a lot of connections. We're a great outfit. Mark helped lead the team that made the discovery next door. And look, companies like major drilling companies want to be part of our team because they know it's going to be a long process, and they know we're going to be drilling a lot of holes, and they want to be part of a major discovery. So I'm very confident they'll be able to find a rig on time.
So the evolution of the company and the projects here, I find that story kind of fascinating because your latest acquisition, the Garden Gate Pass, also known as the Garden Gate property, I kind of liken that to finding a Picasso at a garage sale. The project's really coming together.
Look, I'm extremely excited. Our job is to make world-class discovery, but we always want to create value for our shareholders. We're part of the Ore Group. We plan to make creative acquisitions. I've seen over 100 different properties. They either weren't right on the geology side or they weren't right on the price. We got to look after our dollars. And what I see here is we essentially had two properties that were always passing in the night, two ships passing in the night. They were never together, and our eye was always on Garden Gate, because what Garden Gate allowed us to do, it allowed us to more than triple our current land package. And now we're completely boarding the South Nevada Gold Mines Cortez property, which is an amazing jurisdiction. Nevada Gold Mines, Barrick and Newmont, they've produced over 1 million ounces there on average since 1996. And now we more than triple the land package. People always ask, why doesn't Barrick buy this? Well, quite frankly, it's kind of a blessing and a curse, because this area of land is so darn valuable, so rich. Everywhere the Barrick drills, and you can ask Mark this, they find gold. So they let feeder companies like us do that discovery. They'd rather buy us for $500 million than buy us for $10 million, which is our current market cap. But that creates a lot of upside for potential investors. And when this land got staked 25 years ago, 30 years ago by David Shadrick, it was 25 kilometers south of the nearest mine. That's a far ways away. And that first mine was pipeline and came into production in 1996. Fast forward 25 years ago, they made three more world-class discoveries. They found Cortez Hills, they found Gold Rush, and they just found 4 Mile. All are multi-million ounce Goliath deposits. But the way these deposits are, there's no more open pit, world-class Carlin-type deposits. They're all going to be underground, and people believe there are a lot more deposits to be found, but they're all going to be underground. And Mark led the team that made the first virgin underground Carlin type deposit. And that's why we're happy to have Mark on our team. Not many people know how to make that deposit and how what proper work to be putting in. But again, going back to our properties, you have Pipeline, which is 25 kilometers north. 10 kilometers south of that is Cortez Hills. Another 10 kilometers south of that is Gold Rush. And then we're right on the doorstep. So where we were 25 kilometers away 25 years ago, now we're just right next door, knocking on the door of Barrick. And before we know it, they're going to have another property right on top of us. So we can wait till that happens, or we can be proactive, use Mark Bradley, use a team we have, and make that world-class discovery. And I believe we're right on our way. And Mark, we just finished our exploration, field exploration program. Investors are, you know, they're bored. They want to see grams per ton. They want to see us do drilling. And Carrie, I believe I said this to you last time. We could have drilled 3 months ago, but it'd be a waste of shareholder money. My value, what I'm to do as CEO, is look after you as investor, your money. And we want to make sure our biggest investment, which is putting the drills into the ground, goes into an area, a target that has the highest probability of success. That's why we have Mark on the team. And that's why we've been putting in the proper work. So we've done geophysics, we've done geochemistry, we did our CSAMT, we did our seismic. We completely understand as much as we can without drilling what the underground looks like. And now we're ready to drill. And we've seen a lot of fantastic stuff that really does excite us. So maybe Mark, I think it's a good time for you to explain what we've seen, why you're excited, and you know how this compares possibly to Gold Rush and some of the properties you've seen nearby.
It's been fun for me actually to tackle this property because it is one that's been out there for a long time, but really hasn't seen a real systematic integrated approach to exploration there. People have been kind of basically just wildcatting holes and hoping for the best. And this was an opportunity to bring in the historic soil data, geochemistry, the gravity data that was out there, plus adding the CSAMT and seismic geophysical data, putting the whole package together and seeing what comes out of it. And there's some really intriguing things going on. I think the seismic was very valuable in establishing that we do have a lot of systematic folding and thrusting in the section there. The CSMT gave us some indications through conductivity resistivity data that we may have a lower plate at somewhat shallower depths than was postulated in some of the earlier drilling. And then the soil geochemistry has highlighted some potential structural trends, cross trends that could definitely aid us in finding, you know, the optimal place to drill where we have low angle structures plus some high angle cross structures, which is what you want to see in targeting for a Carlin type system at depth. So altogether, it's been fun. It's been challenging, but it's been real fun for me just to see pieces coming together and indicating a couple of priority places. Let's get a couple of deep holes in, see if everything holds together, and we can start moving from there.
So, Mark, you were there for the discovery of Gold Rush, and hopefully you're going to be here for this discovery. As far as technology goes, all the different techniques available to you that weren't available to you back then, how much easier is the task of really isolating those drill targets?
Yeah, well, it's never exactly easy because you are drilling deep. You're having to postulate targets, you know, based on indirect methods. Geophysics is indirect. You can't really see the rocks through a geophysical technique. But in terms of the approach, compared to what we have, we're struggling with 10, 15 years ago, things like 2D seismic, for instance, that was barely thought about in terms of mineral exploration back in the early 2000s. Now it's becoming more and more a valuable tool for people looking for deep targets because you can interpret structures at depth with it. Same thing with looking at soil geochemistry. Instead of just trying to find a bullseye and drilling a target, you're using the geochemistry to identify what are structural trends, what might be leaking through thick cover, what might be coming in from the more favorable targets at depth. So there's a lot of tools available and interpretations and approaches that just weren't around back in the early 2000s when we first started looking for these targets.
Right. And looking at it now, you mentioned last time the geology was very similar to Gold Rush over there. Is seeing things that really stand out to you?
Yeah, I think in terms, like I said, the geochemistry was very interesting because you can see, you never know with geochemistry whether you're really going to see anything or not. But using this geochemical data we have, you really can see some distinct structural trends popping out that weren't identified in earlier exploration programs. And then the seismic, I think, has added a whole new level of knowledge and depth, because looking at the seismic data, I can really see low angle thrusting. I can see folding related to the thrusting, features that are very familiar to us from both Cortez Hills and Gold Rush, but hadn't been identified earlier because people weren't using that technique on this property.
Interesting. And with your 30 years of experience over here in the Cortez, you kind of know what you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, it's the more we looked, studied the deposits in the Cortez trend, the more we identified that there's some major features that are, every deposit has unique qualities, of course, characteristics, but there are certain features that are common to all of them. The low angle thrusting, the fold controlled by folding, all this, the alteration patterns, all that are very common to all Carlin type deposits in the Cortez district. So we know, you know, once we see them, we know what we need to zero in on.
Excellent. And Tony, financially, drill program, you have adequate resources to fund this?
We're completely funded for our entire 2021 campaign. So once we get that rig, we're ready to pay them, and we're going to get those drills turning. The sooner, the better for us, because we're ready. And just to go back there, and you know, Mark's a very talented guy. Mark, you can speak for me or not, but Mark didn't join the team to go hang out in the desert. Maybe I'll speak for Mark, but you know, Mark's joining. He's a geologist. My uncle's a geologist. These guys love it. And, he sees a huge opportunity here. Like I see a huge opportunity here. I'm a big fisher, Kerry, and you can go out into the Atlantic Ocean with your boat. And you can bring a fly fishing rod, which is essentially what the previous owners of our property did. You're not going to catch any marlin. You need a bent butt rod. You need to do the proper work. And what we're doing here is we're not doing shallow drill holes like everyone else did. We're doing deep drill holes to find that mammoth deposit. Now, if you're an investor, you can invest in a property that has 600,000 ounces. They call them retreads. Previous companies have had them. Put 80,000 meters in the ground, there's absolutely very little upside. What you're doing, essentially, you might as well buy a derivative on the price of gold. What we have is a talented team. We're proactive, and we're going to find that deposit, and we're going to drill. So that's where we create value for our shareholders, is to find that mineralization and not just sit back and wait for the price of gold to go up. Because when we find that gold deposit, it's going to be attractive whether gold is $1,000 or $2,000.
For sure. And as far as getting lab results back, how are the assay labs running these days?
On our end, at least in Nevada, there it's some pretty lengthy delay times. You know, it's been a really busy year, as everybody knows. So, and the labs are probably running 6 to 8 week turnaround times. So it takes a while.
Yeah. Well, that's just one of those external factors, Tony, you really can't control. You just have to go with it.
Look, we're just putting in the right work. What we can control is making sure that we did the proper front end work and having the proper drill program. And if things take a little bit longer, it's out of our control. But you know, we'll use our talented team and our resources and our contacts to get those drill rigs on our property as soon as possible. But again, we have permits and we're ready to drill whenever we can get that rig.
Yeah. And the sooner the better. I know you guys got to be really anxious to go prove the thesis and show that that this is an extension. And then it's going to be very marketable once you prove it, isn't it?
Certainly. If again, you look at the deposits, you have Pipeline, Cortez Hills, Gold Rush. They're pearls on a string. Pipeline's all open pit. Cortez Hills is dual open pit and underground. Gold Rush is just underground. So if you look at it, it's moving south at a collision course directly with us. We're going to be that next underground deposit. We completely cover Nevada Gold Mines and Barrick's property. And we're very confident and we're excited for our drill program. Again, we're going to start drilling any day as soon as we get that rig on our property.
Excellent news. And I was actually drove right by your property in 2019, literally right by it. And the scale of the mines there of Nevada gold mines is just kind of breathtaking. You know, it just kind of sprang up over the past few decades. And it seems like your project, your property is the natural extension of it.
Certainly. I live on the east side of Toronto. And if I stand on Bloor Street, I can see downtown. It's 7 kilometers away. And I just think to myself, that's about 30% further than where our mine is compared to the next Barrick's mine. So we have close all of you. We're very close and I'm very excited.
All right. Well, hey, it's great to catch up with both of you. And you should go over to the company's website, which is AmericanEagleGold.ca. Sign up for notifications so you can watch the results come in almost real time. And the ticker symbol on the Toronto Venture is AE. Gentlemen, appreciate you coming on, and we'll catch up with you again shortly.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
The Financial Survival Network.